Hi, my name is Jackson Lansing. I am a total like portmanteau of things. My last name is German, ostensibly. It comes from Lansinger, but there's very little German in my family, so we're thinking it might be Dutch. It's a very complicated thing. The big trick is that it's a Z, not an S, and that there is an N before the G. I have been miscredited more times than I can count as Lansing or Lanzig. It happens all the time, especially because of Glenn Danzig. You know, people just like, they see Lansing and they think Danzig, and they go Lansing, and it just happens. Silly, don't do that. It's Lansing. I think of it like you're zinging across the land. So that's Lansing. And Jackson has a funny origin insofar as it was not supposed to be my name. My mother was very insistent my name was going to be Jellybean. It was going to be Jellybean Lansing. And my father got in the way and wouldn't let it happen. And she was like, but we can call him JB and no one will ever know. And he was like, no, we're not saddling our child with the name Jellybean. So when I was born, I didn't have a name. Then they were like, they agreed on Sam. They were like, oh, he can be named Sam. And then I was born and they're like, I don't look like a Sam. So Jackson came out of a baby book because they were just looking through and trying to find something they could both agree on. And everybody could agree on Jackson, which at the time was a very rare name. And now is one of the most popular names for boys. So I used to be the only Jackson I knew. And now half the kids I meet are named Jackson. So to any Jackson out there, solidarity. We did it.